from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And Brent Rooker gives this a ride, and you can kiss that goodbye. Brent Rooker continues his resume here in July to be the player of the month.
Sometimes a lot can happen in 24 hours.
And you called that. Take the victory lap. You said Rooker.
Rooker is a dude. And right now the Giants are devoid of dudes.
And Butler, who made that park look like Wrigley. They both went deep.
That was Jenny Kavner, by the way, NBC Sports Jenny. Bay Area, yeah. On the call. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, or Daryl the Guru Johnson. Today is a day to get some stuff off your chest. Today is a day to tell us how you feel. And not just about the game, because it was the game within the game. It was the press conference before, and we're going to play plenty of sound. I'm sure you heard it on the Morning Rose with Bonte and Butch, but Farhan Zaidi spoke before the A's came in, hit four home runs, four solos, took Robbie Ray to the woodshed, and pretty much just embarrassed you in your house. And they're going to play again tonight, 6:45, but I do wonder how people felt, not just, again, the entire day yesterday, the build, the trade deadline, Soler going away, Cobb going away, what it signaled, hearing Farhan talk about what it signaled 30 minutes after the deadline was done, and then watching that performance last night from your team. Today is a day to get whatever you got to get off your chest about the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, and I love that, Evan. And I got to tell you, you know, I called myself to you all a nerd, because I was one of the dudes with his popcorn really ready to see what Farhan was going to say. And he said what he said, and he did what he did, right? I don't agree with a lot of what's going on with the Giants, but I swear to you, as you were at the game, and we'll be there tonight together, I thought about you as I watched that game. But you know what I kept doing, Evan? I kept going back, because NBC Sports Bay Area played it in its entirety, the Farhan presser, and I just was by myself and had a moment, Evan. And the moment consisted of, hey, hold on, bud. You got the audacity, Farhan. First, can we play the sound, Evan? I don't know if we have it, but you let me know before I just go on my little rant. I want to just let you know, as hours and minutes went by, how I thought about the audacity of Farhan to sit here and make a comment that he made about his team that was two games under 500. Four games out of the wild card, now five. You need offense. You're hemorrhaging, i.e. the game last night is the A's, 20 games under, come across the bridge, fast track, and just hit four home runs, and you couldn't even muster up a run. So, you know, I'm done. I am done sitting here talking about a damn team that still has action, or the math is still there, Evan, and they're not holding up their end of the bargain. You know, the one guy that had power, the PG&E guy in your lineup, and it hadn't manifested, was Soler, and you basically give him away for nothing. okay, and I still gave you a pass in my world of you still can overcome four games and get in. But to watch the A's just come and slap you around last night, Evan, that pissed me off. And I feel like a fool. I feel like I feel like your face, there's two faces on your shoulders now, yours and Steiny. What would make me think the Giants are going to get off the mat? And I'm saying this. They are D-O-N-E. The dugout's lifeless. But this, I don't know if we have it, Evan. You let me know.
I got it.
Let's just press play, and I'm going to finish what I got to say.
No, this is what I want to start. And there was a lot yesterday. Farhan spoke for about 20 minutes. Our very own Sam Lubman was there, asked him a great question. And he pretty much just got peppered. Farhan Zaidi did, about the direction of the team, about his message to the fans, about what the deadline meant, why they choose to not sell Snell. And it all had to do, it sounds like, with selling the fans, which is ironic because there was a lot of sell shirts yesterday at the ballpark. We're talking about the Giants because they did not sell. But here's what Farhan had to say, and I think the thing that's kind of pissing people off today.
I mean, I guess you would like to have the best rotation in baseball and the best offense in baseball, but you know, that's, I guess, something to aspire to. Yeah, again, I kind of mentioned this before. I think for us, the upside that we saw was giving at-bats and opportunities to some of our own guys. There are, you know, always certain group of players out there in the trade deadline. There are players that I think were rumored out there that wound up not getting traded. A lot of those guys, you know, some of it is just really a hypothetical and not really a function of availability. So you've got to kind of make decisions based on what's real and what's attainable. And, you know, like I said, seeing the success of some of our other young players to kind of continue in that direction and try to give them the opportunity to build on that momentum. And again, I think that's what fans want to see. It's what we want to see. We want to see these guys who are going to be here for a long time get opportunities and hit their stride. And I don't, you know, from an organization standpoint, from a fan standpoint, I don't think anything, you know, gets people more excited than that. And again, for us, you know, bringing in a guy like Mark Canha, who I think is going to be huge for our clubhouse and just the functionality of our roster, you're hoping those are complementary to homegrown players, young guys who are really doing the heavy lifting. And so that's kind of the vision we hope to see.
Well, he kind of beat around the bush there, Goo, but he started at the beginning talking about you wanted the best rotation and the best lineup. You can't have both, unless, of course, you're like the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Yankees.
He felt like he had the best rotation in baseball.
Exactly. That's what he said. His sell to the fans are young players and, quote, the best rotation in baseball.
And how dare you say that, Farhan, with the state of your team and the fact that that best rotation hasn't even been together four times to pass the ball to each other this season. So even if you felt that way about your rotation, for you to sit there with your chest out like it's just matter of fact and the baseball world knows you got the dividends of the best rotation in baseball, that's embarrassing. And then on top of that, Ray, who I'm not mad at, goes out and looks human. He looks regular. But for Farhan not to read the room and sit there and say, we got the best rotation in baseball, it hasn't been that. And if you think you have that, you don't go let Soler go away from peanuts or for nothing. So I'm just looking at what happened last night, Evan. Like, that was karma. This dude probably is coming back. That's the worst part of this. But for the A's to come in here and look like they got life, they're playing hard, and there's no disconnect. I just don't know how any Giant fan feels like they deserve this, and I don't know when it's going to stop, but Evan, last night was the cherry on top for me. I called myself a fool, like, to think this team is going to handle their business. Oh, they play the Rockies. They play the A's. They got the weakest schedule, and they lose to those teams. 2-3 to Colorado after the break, and let the A's come. I wanted to ask you about J.P. Smith. Can he pitch? And he was just painting the black all night, and that offense is anemic and impotent. Evan, this is bad. This is bad, but what set me off like Latifah last night was, did this dude really tell the world to start his presser, this is the best rotation in baseball? How dare you?
Well, it's wrong. Like, it's unequivocally, objectively wrong. It is not the best pitching staff in baseball. And when I heard that, I heard a disconnect. I heard a disconnect between the locker room and the front office. I heard Farhan Zaidi speaking about what he sees on his spreadsheet. Well, I'll give you my spreadsheet. If you really want to go into numbers, if you really want to talk about stats, which is all that Zaidi appears to care about, which has really been guiding this franchise through 6 years of mediocrity outside of one season, the Giants are a bottom five pitching staff.
Wow.
Now, their starting rotation might be decent. It might have potential, and it might have a lot of big names. But so far this season, if you look at wins above replacement, I see the Phillies at the top. I see the Padres at the top. I see the Yankees towards the top. The Brewers, the Red Sox, the Mariners. You know where the San Francisco Giants are?
Give it to me.
Bottom five.
Wow.
They are 25th in wins above replacement by their pitching staff.
We no good.
Is what you are. You are not the best rotation in baseball. You do not have the best staff in baseball. In fact, you have one of the worst staffs that has performed this season. It's wrong.
Talk about that. You're right. Evan, and I guess that's what... Kay, can you play it? I think we actually got it. This is the one, E.
You know, I think as we looked at how this season has unfolded so far, a couple things really stand out. You know, one, which people have talked a lot about, and it's certainly how we feel internally, is it's been a long road to get our rotation to the place it's in now. We feel like we have the best rotation in baseball. So,
oh my goodness, man.
And when you have starting pitching like that, it can get you on a roll. You know, for us to keep that group together, seeing how we played this past weekend was, you know, really high priority, and obviously we had to be open to things that might come up, but that was really, you know, really our central philosophy going into the deadline is, and we have a rotation that can carry this team down the stretch and get us on a roll.
Wow, Evan, just even if you felt that, they haven't performed that way, and they hadn't even been healthy enough at the same time, but for you to say that, like, that you deserve some kudos, or you're trying to fertilize that thought of the pitching staff. Why would you say night to Soler? And now we find out Flores might be done. I heard Flem on with the roast, and maybe that's what Canna is. But I'm not even going to get mad at Canna. I just can't stand a Giant team that has been this under this guy for this long. It should be over, but the nightmare on Giant Street, and I mean this a PSA to Giant fans, Evan, I've been redundant. This dude, to me, is not going anywhere. And if that ends up being the case, is they're five out now. They're five back. And the worst part about it is they're not handling their business. 53-56, and I'm a fool to sit here and think the math is still there, but that's all I'm going to echo. And shout out to Grandy, who was going at it with our own FP yesterday. FP was calling Grandy negative, and I'm waiting on FP today. Like I'm hiding behind in the back alley of, dude, what? That's how everybody feels. What else is there, Evan, at this juncture after what transpired yesterday or what didn't transpire with the deadline, and then you go out the team and just look lifeless and let the A's just slap you. The A's looked like the better team yesterday. They got more power.
They were the better team yesterday.
No doubt.
They've been playing like the better team.
Come on, man. At what point do we just say, what's going on here?
Well, and that's why 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Infrastiani, he's going to be back next week. He's across the pond in London. But you got Daryl the Guru Johnson here, as always. That's what's disappointing about yesterday. That's what's been disappointing about this season is Farhan yesterday has continued to peddle and selling. It has sold us, you know, essentially a false bill of goods. He's sold us this idea of this team that he constructed in the offseason, spent a lot of money to go out and do it. Okay, well, I saw you pivot off of it at the deadline. So there's clearly a different direction, but he's still selling the same vision that he's had for this team all year. And I don't know if it's because he's just got his back up against the wall and that's all he has left, but if you want to even focus just on the starting rotation, they're 21st in ERA. Like, this starting rotation has not been the best rotation in baseball. Blake Snell has not been the best starting pitcher that you paid him to be. Logan Webb has even had a down year. Jordan Hicks is now in the bullpen after having a 4 ERA and kind of flaming out a little bit after 100. Like, there are reasons why this starting staff has not been, to Farhan's point, the best rotation in baseball. And that's what I hear when I hear him trying to peddle this narrative. There's a disconnect. You are not reading the locker room and the guys like you're reading your calculator and your spreadsheet. The spreadsheet says a player is supposed to be this. Okay, well, he's not. Robbie Ray last night is making his second start in the major leagues after coming off of Tommy John surgery.
Right.
How am I going to expect him to go out there and shove for 7-8 innings against an Oakland A's team when he can't get out of the fourth or the fifth because he's building himself back up. Blake Snell is finally starting to find his stride. But now it's Hayden Birdsong, who's 22 years old. Kyle Harrison is 25. There are young pitchers, and there are a lot of wild cards right now in that pitching staff that, yes, if they perform optimally, if they perform to their potential, well, yeah, then they are perhaps one of the best starting rotations in baseball. But they're not. They are objectively not. They're not pitching like it, and they haven't pitched like it all year. And if that's the only thing that you can grasp onto as far as hope and a prayer in your pitching staff for the remainder of this season, well, I'm sorry. I gotta go with what I've seen and what is actually on paper, not what is projected to be on paper. What is on paper is you being one of the worst performing pitching staffs in baseball. And you didn't improve it. You tried to lean more into it. You didn't add any offense. And then you wound up last night looking at a team that hits four home runs and basically just takes your money and runs home.
Man, man, oh man, well said. And on top of that, what did I eat? The tablet that I digested yesterday was, maybe it's about Luciano. Maybe it's not. Just forget, Daryl. Forget talking to myself. Forget the debacle that was his position or lack of position. Just, it's his bat. And Evan, they pinch hit for him. They pinch hit for him for Lamont Wade Jr. Luciano at the end of the game. Like, what sense does that make? And don't tell me it's on base percentage or whatnot. How can you rob the youngster of that moment? I just have so many questions, and this is what's so unfair. And I don't even want to call it unfair, Evan. I asked you this in the green room. Kay wasn't around. Where are you at on Melvin? Because I don't know what I think of Bob Melvin now. That's how bad this thing is. Was that his decision to tell Luciano, sit down, when we got rid of Soler, one of the only dudes that, if being proactive, if everything's going well, can hit the ball over the fence? But to tell Luciano to sit down after you call him back up for him to go through his puberty or whatnot, why would you rob him of that moment? It just didn't make sense. I'm questioning and everything. And Evan, I'm asking you because I want to hear about Bob Melvin. I'm looking at that A's dugout, and I watch the A's. Even when they're down, Evan, I just feel like there's a pulse. Guys are, and maybe they're playing for their jobs because they're doubted. But the Giants clubhouse, after the series where they went back east against the Pirates and Mets that weekend, that week where it was incredible and they were pulling stuff out of there, you know what? I just don't see anything. It's just like dead men walking. And I feel like said manager, there's a part of that's your job description. You got to do something. And maybe you're going to tell me, because I'm interested to hear, Melvin's not that type of guy, but I feel like I don't know if he's the guy to lead whatever this is, if it's going to be led by the youngsters.
Well, I don't know if you or I or Ken or, you know, Matt Nahegan could lead this team right now to the postseason. I mean, seriously, I don't think that Bob Melvin has done a fantastic job this season, but it isn't as if he hasn't kicked over. You know, like we've seen him get pissed. We've seen him call out his team. He's done it multiple times this year. And in fact, if it gets a little bit worse, he might do it again. But you can only do it so many times. That's why you can't flip the spread every night. You can only do it so many times. And to his credit, when he's done it, the team has responded. But at the end of the day, I think a manager is there to amplify their team. What on the San Francisco Giants is there to amplify? Seriously. Like, the starting rotation has been injured. It has been a rotation that has not performed very well. Your position players are not altogether that talented. And when they have been whole, they haven't given you what you've needed as far as offense, or it's been sporadic, it's been inconsistent. What is there for Bob Melvin to work with on this team? That's been anything. The only consistency about it might be Webb. I don't know. You know, as far as a position player, perhaps Ramos?
No doubt. He made the I get he meant he
but Melvin didn't even empower Ramos. Well, Ramos basically stepped up because he had to because of injuries. Like, in a way, Farhan Zaidi, and this was the other part that you touched on, which I think is interesting, you know, this idea of empowering young players, like taking the bat out of Luciano's hand last night.
I couldn't believe it, man.
But they've only empowered their young players, it feels like, because they've had no other choice. Hayden Birdsong was called up, and Farhan's correct. He said he's basically expedited his timeline. He's accelerated his timeline. Birdsong has. That's why they traded Cobb, to provide a place in the rotation for him. Well, Farhan didn't empower Birdsong at the beginning of the year. He needed him. Hayden Birdsong was in Double-A at the beginning of this year. and he has made his way to the major leagues, and now he looks like he could be a dude. I have not seen them prioritize the younger players. I've seen the younger players grab the bull by the horns because the Giants have needed them to. Like, that to me was not a direction that they chose. They spent $200 million this offseason. They weren't going to empower young players, but the younger players have been the lone bright spot about this team, and even now, the Giants appear to have one foot in, one foot out, because in the ninth inning of a game that is, well, at the time it was either a five-run game or a four-run game.
But a three-run blast, who knows, Evan, we got action. You keep it moving.
Yeah, but you take the bat out of Luciano's hands.
I was shocked, man.
It just, there doesn't appear to be any clarity. Like, I don't really understand what is going on. And that's why if that was Bob Melvin's choice, well, then that's, I don't know, maybe that's on Bob. But I don't know who to look at and say, well, that's Farhan's hand there. That's Bob's hand here. This is where ownership is. I don't really know how to read the San Francisco Giants right now. And that's probably why they're below 500, because I don't think they even know what to expect out of themselves on a given night.
Yeah. Oh, Evan, you're on fire, man. And it's just frustrating. And again, we'll find out that it'll all show itself and rear its head once the final out of the season is recorded. But, Evan, we're a long way from that. So this thing could get ugly, or they could get off the mat tonight and win a game. But to have the A's, and I'm not throwing rocks at the A's, but I'm just watching everything that Farhan has said and done. And now I left yesterday's show thinking about you in regard to Snell. Evan, I'm sorry, man. You got to do it or get off the pot. And if somehow Blake Snell doesn't opt in and he just walks, I think that makes this deadline worse. And I know you could sit here and say, well, what were they going to get? There was nothing worth it. But I mean, man, they are so in the middle of mediocrity and what to do. There's no there's no plan, it feels like. So with that said, if you're right and it's not Melvin, and he's making the best out of the groceries that somebody else bought, then we got to find out who's going shopping. But that person right now is Farhan. I don't think he did himself any favors at that presser. And Evan, I'm going to say it because I've been sitting on it. I think he didn't trade or move off a Snell, not for the playoffs, because he didn't want to just admit failure or fault. And he wanted to make it look like to the fans that they still were trying to vie for this wild card. And if you were trying to do that, Mark Canha wouldn't be coming back and Soler wouldn't be going to Atlanta. And you would have got, I'm not saying Henry Aaron, but you would have got something, and they got nothing, and then they go out and look as lackluster as they did. You can't tell me there wasn't a correlation. I know I'll never have proof, but that game last night offensively from the Giants have been who they were, but that team didn't rally like, let's go take 2-2 from the A's and try to get back in it. They just, the same at bats. They were quiet for six. Like your boy was, JP was Dylan.
They were lifeless, and they've looked lifeless for the majority of the season. Again, they have not been above 500 for more than 4 days.
That's my gosh, man.
That's who they are. They're a sub 500 team, and that's why, you know, to kind of just go back the last 24 hours, and I do want to basically throw it to the fans as well. It's about them. I also want to hear it from you. 888-957-9570. You know, what do you have to get off your chest? I'll tell you. Like, I was in the building last night. We were on air yesterday. Following Soler, following getting off of Cobb, which was a move that I guess, like, you know, could make sense, but it's all just a bunch of nothing burgers. After essentially a dud of a deadline, post-Farhan presser, watching that game, I have to imagine, for a lot of fans, was demoralizing. It was downtrodden. It was damning. It was downright difficult to watch. Seriously, it was more of the same following more of the same from the front office and the team. And that's why people don't have any belief in them. That's why people don't think this thing is going anywhere. You know, I feel like the only road is to forge ahead for the Giants, because they've given themselves no other path. They have no choice but to try and win, because they've stuck themselves in mud where, sure, you could lean more into younger players, but where is that going to get you? You know, it doesn't feel like they want to actually lean all the way in on younger guys. They've been forced to. And now they have maybe a couple glimpses of hope, but is that going to get you to October? No. Man. Is Blake Snell going to want to come back next season? I'm not sure. even if he doesn't, that's another L for Farhan. And there's been far too many L's as opposed to W's.
Yeah.
In fact, there's been more this season than not.
No doubt. And Evan, tell me if this even makes any sense to you, but I feel it. Soler and Snell are kind of the same guy to me. I know they're not, but they are, because they represent holding on to one or the other what direction this season was going to go in, if the Giants were going to be all in. And yesterday was an opportunity to add. They didn't. But at the end of the day, if you're going to say night-night to Soler, why would you hold on to Snell? Right there, that's a contradiction. So, again, you could say, Goo, I don't know how valuable, teams are willing or what prospects they were trying to give up for Snell, but it doesn't match. And everything they're doing right now seems to be mismatched. It doesn't add up.
No, and it's not even like a zebra where you have the same stripes. They're all going different directions, different colors. There might be polka dots. There might be stripes. I'm not really sure. There's a disconnect right now. The Giants feel disconnected to me. We're going to get to your calls on the other side. I see you, Brian, Mark, Will. Please hang on through the break. Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.